Hello, everybody. My name is Nick Morser, and you're currently listening to Fit Tips, the show all about the ins and outs of the fitness world. Fit Tips, helping you create a lifestyle that works for you. Fitness as a whole is much more than just lifting weights and eating right. It's about taking care of yourself, whether it's playing a sport, hiking, or in today's case, dancing. You should find a fun activity that you enjoy doing that also helps you stay in shape. Today, we are going to talk to someone who has done just that. My guest today is Bryson Wesley, an aspiring dance choreographer and president of the Pierce Dance Club. Mr. Wesley has been dancing since the age of 5 and is currently choreographing a hip-hop dance for the Pierce College Dance Concert on May 25th through the 27th. Mr. Wesley, thank you so much for joining me today.
Pleasure being here.
You've been dancing since the age of 5. How did you get inspired at that age?
My mother, actually. My mother was a performer on Soul Train. So was my uncle. Both performers on Soul Train at the time. My mother had a background in many different styles. She had already taken those. So when I came along, you can imagine how it is already being a dancer and having a child. You know, you kind of want to express that a little bit. They express the freedom, so it became a regular thing. Like, you know, we would be in the living room or something like that. We'd be cleaning, we'd turn on the music, and then just kind of let things happen. Just let things happen naturally, and that's kind of how I got started. And at the time, you know, Michael Jackson is a huge thing, and always will be a huge thing. He's a legend. Prince, I mean, even more of the more gangster stuff like Tupac and all that stuff like that. At the age of 5, yeah, you know what I mean. But it was a way to get started. So music has always been there, and so has dance.
How did your mom get you started?
We didn't go to any studios or anything like that. I'm not a studio bred dancer at all. I'm actually a homegrown, street made freestyle dancer. Well, before Pierce. So a lot of my inspirations came from watching other people. A lot of my inspiration came from being around other dancers, like out in the streets, out in the communities, you know, on corners, blasting boom boxes, you know, that kind of stuff. That's how I got introduced to it.
Take me through street dancing.
Street dancing. How do I explain street dancing? Street dancing it's a passion. It's not just like, oh, I'm going to go out here and dance. Like, no, it's a passion, it's a drive, because you're going out there into the world where people don't know you, people aren't going to judge, you're gonna look like a weirdo, you know what I mean, but you do it because you want to do it. You don't do it because someone told you to do it.
So it's a form of self-expression.
It's a very high form of self-expression. I mean, a lot of things when it comes to the artistic field are forms of expression. But I'm coming from more of the street aspect of it, it's nothing but expression, because there's no technique, there's no specific way you're supposed to do it. It's the way that you want to do it, the way that you feel at the moment. And it's not the same way when you're choreographing or when you're in a dance studio. It's not the same way.
How old were you when you started street dancing?
I started street dancing at the age of, like 12 or 13. It wasn't exactly on the streets at the time, because I was young.
Right.
But that's when I started taking up street style hip-hop dancing, as in like my own style of street hip-hop dancing. So it started with like groove, it started with b-boying, it started with house, it started with crump, it started with all those really hard, rugged styles, raw styles of hip-hop first. And that's kind of where I started out in the whole street form thing.
How'd your mom take it when you started?
She was very excited. She was very push for it. Do it if you want to do it. I'm not going to stop you. Just be back home before the lights go off. You know what I mean? She was very passive, but very pushy about me wanting to do it, because it was something I already did when I was young. So she was just like, yeah, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. If you want to go to a studio one day, then you let me know. And I was like, nah, Mom, you know, I'm good on the studio. I just want to go dance with my friends. And then before you know it, you find me here now.
So from street dancing, did you do it for money or you just did it for dancing with others?
For the most part, I've generally done it when I was younger until the ages of about 18, 19, 20, that I was always doing it for free. I just went out there and danced at whoever's party, on whoever's corner, at whatever store I was in. It didn't matter where I was as long as I had music, and I always did it for free. I never asked for anything. It wasn't until I got with a crew, and then we started doing street performances in Burbank, and then at one point down in Santa Monica, that we were starting to ask for tips because we were making trips. We were busting missions to get out there, and we would make up to, God knows, like maybe 150, 200 a day. It was interesting. It was an interesting time, but it was what we did to make ends meet. I mean, you have to work at some point, and that's when the passion and the professionalism starts separating eventually. But yeah, that's where I started.
Take me through that. Being a young upstart kid joining a hip hop group or a crew and going on all these trips.
It was exciting yet intimidating. Reason being is because it's exciting because you're going out with other people that are around your same peer group, that are around dance on a regular basis, that do this because they want to do this on a regular basis. And it's not just like, I'm going to go out here and dance and everybody else just kind of watches me do it. But it's like, no, now everybody else does it too. And it's a collaborative vibe. It's, you know, like a group energy that everyone's feeling, a group vibe that everyone's feeling. And we all push that energy together to go and do what we wanted to do. So that's our drive. It was very, very intimidating because, like I said, you don't know these people. I mean, and we're out in the streets late at night playing music hella loud just to make a dollar. It was very intimidating because, like, you never know who's out in the audience. You never know if there's, like, an agent out there, not like, you know, Men in Black agent, but, like, you know, an agent out there. You never know if there's, like, some type of talent thing going on or other professional dancers are out there. Like, I remember I ran into Nonstop when I was performing in Burbank. I ran into Nonstop. I ran into Fiction. I ran into Ditto. I ran into a lot of the famous dancers that most people know of because I was just out street dancing and they so happened to be in the area. And it's just like, oh snap, that's intimidating. And then they dance with you and then you're really intimidated, but you're so excited and you're so hyped. And it's like, oh my God, I want to be you one day. But then you like realize it's like, everyone started at the same place. Like, we all want to look at it like, oh, these people are so high above us. Like, they're really not. they're really not. They just took an opportunity when they saw it.
Just like everybody else, they just made it big.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, take me through that. Being a street dancer and then seeing one of your heroes come up to you and say, yo, let's collaborate a little bit.
It was the scariest crap ever. Like, I had the biggest, like, the most butterflies ever. It was when I was actually with a couple of my homies from the crew, and we were at Universal City Walk for, like, the World Dance that they had down there. This is about maybe a year or two back. And I'm standing out in the audience, and before I know it, my one of the homies, he's like, hey, look over there. And I was like, what's going on? And I look over and it's Concrete. And I'm like, it's Concrete, like Junior Concrete, a famous crumper. And I was like, no way. And then he just walked up and he was just watching in the audience with the rest of us. Then before you know it, Fiction, he comes up and stands over on my left. And then I'm really freaking out. I ran into Taylor Swift. I ran into Blueprint and I ran into Ditto. And it's like, they're all here. They're all like surrounding me. Like, what do I do? And before we knew it, we were having a dance cypher, like a dance circle in the back of the area, because there was like it was kind of like gated, because they have to be like, oh, okay, well, we have to have audience in a certain area. So they started putting up those little like barriers, and we were in the way back with Fiction and all these other people having a dance cypher right there during the World of Dance thing. It was really crazy. It was really great. I mean, it was kind of rude, but it was really crazy. Now that I'm thinking back at it. But yeah, that was intimidating. And initially, the other time I ran into Tie Dyes when I went to, or I ran into actually all the Crumpers when I went to Buxter's. And I never knew how, like, it's one thing when you're watching them on, like, YouTube or, like, on your TV screen, and they look so much bigger. Like, I ran into Tie Dyes, he's, like, maybe 5'5", 5'6". I thought he was, like, 6 foot. I was so intimidated by him, but it's a way that they present themselves as professionals, as dancers. They just look way bigger because their energy is just way, like, it's massive. And they seem so much bigger on stage, and it's a crazy feeling.
For listeners that don't know, can you explain what crumpers are?
Crumping. How do I explain crumping? There's an acronym. I feel so bad for not remembering it right now. Like, you have no idea. But it is like kingdom rules under something movement and power or something like that. But crumping is not hip hop. Let's just say that. Okay. Crumping is a form where they put it underneath the category of hip hop because it usually goes to hip hop music. Crumping is not hip hop. Crumping is an intention. That's more or less want to say. It's more of an intention. It's a storyline, right? It's a storyline. It's a character. It's a basis. It's like watching theater, but for hip hop, or like under music entirely. It's like watching a musical without singing. It's completely story based for the most part. There are other crumpers that do some things that aren't story based, but for the most part, they all have characters. I know this one crumper of his name is Spidey. He actually works at Zulu Foundation. He's known as Spidey. And whenever he crumps, he has Spider-Man-like motions. But it's still hard. It's still focused. It's still intended to be that way. It's not like, oh, okay, I'm going to go out here and flail my arms and then, like, do some drastic, crazy movement. No, he has a character. He has a character that he's going under. He's talking about a story. And if you're really paying attention to his movement, you'll understand that story. It's a battle. It's a crisis. It's a love story. It's something like that. But it's not technically grounded like jazz or modern or ballet. It's not grounded like that. It's grounded, it's sturdy, but it's not technical wise. So that's the only way I can really explain crumb. I mean, I wish I could bring Spidey here and he can talk more about it, but he's working.
How did you go from dancing with a crew to Pierce?
They actually intertwined. It was a very interesting thing. I was just graduating from high school, and one day I wound up here for it was called Farm Walk at the time. It was 2 years back, maybe. Don't quote me on that. But we were having like a farm day here one time, and they had called me in, and so I came here to do one of the booths that were already here at the school. And I saw that they were doing a whole bunch of dancing, so I kept popping in and out of the booth because the booth wasn't having a whole lot of motion because they were having performances, and then people wouldn't walk around during their performance. Well, some people would, but not everybody. So I went over, and Jenny Galea, which is my dance instructor right now, she came up to me, and she's like, I heard you were a dancer. I was like, yeah, that's me. Who told you that? And I saw that it was one of the homies from back in the days from high school, and he pointed me out, and then I was like, oh, okay, it's you again. You know, we're gonna have to do our thing. I'll watch your performance. And then shortly after the performance, they didn't know what else to do because they already ran their performance like 3 times in a row. And I was like, let's just have a freestyle session or a battle right here. That's all we do anyway. So then I wind up challenging a couple of members from the crew with the homie, and we had a battle there. And then Jenny came up to me, she's like, you shouldn't roll in Pierce, you should be a part of the crew. And I was like, sure, I guess. Right, and before you know it, that fall semester, because that was in spring, the fall semester coming after that spring semester, I did my first hip-hop show here, or my first concert show here. And the very next spring semester, after that fall semester, I became president of PCDC. And I've been president ever since.
Damn. When you took over president, what was your thought process? Like, when you become president, for listeners that don't know what you do as a president of a club, or in this case, the dance club, what do you do?
A lot of my job is to represent and advertise for the club. How would I describe that? For example, as president, I would be setting up things like events. I'd be making sure everybody comes to practice. I'd be making sure that I attend all the ASO meetings, or for those who don't know what the ASO meetings are, yeah, they're pretty much for the student body. So I didn't attend those meetings. And I just literally come around and be like, oh, okay, well, let's say I want to do this event because people are asking about this event. For example, we have Dance Day coming up on May 20th. And for Dance Day, we're going to be bringing in choreographers from the dance industry to Pierce to teach classes here, which we're going to be teaching, or they're going to be teaching jazz, contemporary, salsa, and hip hop. So we're going to be doing those four styles. And we bring in the choreographers, we pay them to be here. The students come in, they can pay $5 for their class, and they get they get pretty much an hour long workshop. And that's just straight up from like the community, as like, oh, we want to promote more dance in the community. So that's what we would do. We attend things like Club Rush, where, you know, all the other clubs, they come together to promote their clubs. We attend those club events, and we perform at those events. Go Days or Explore Pierce, we attend those things too. Same thing. We make sure that we promote dance, and we perform at our club, and we perform. We even do smaller events, like smaller social events here, if asked. I'm saying, like, if they ask us, usually. We did an open mic a couple of weeks back for Emoja. We did an open mic for them, and we came through to perform a small little thing for them, a small little freestyle session for them to promote dance. And as of this semester, I'm not sure if it's going to be happening the next semester, we hold open workshops, totally free workshops that anybody can just walk into every Wednesday. And we'll hold them from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and then we'll hold another class later on for those who couldn't make it at 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. And we'll hold these open classes just so that people can experience it, for people that aren't sure what they wanted, like if they really want to take a dance class, they're not sure if they really believe that they can do it. Because honestly, a lot of the time when it comes to dancing, it's usually a lot of self-doubt. It's like, oh, can I really do it? No, can you two-step? It's like, yeah, I can two-step. Well, then you can dance. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we do those kind of things. And that's my job as president, to make sure that those things happen, that those events are set up, that we continue with those events and then plug those minutes in and make sure the money flows and that kind of stuff. So that's my job as the president of a club.
What would you say to students that are thinking about dancing, but they're, like you said, self-doubting?
If I were them, see, it depends. I honestly say it depends on your background. Not everyone has had the same that I have had. I've been born into it, in a sense. I would say take a class, like legit. There's plenty of dance studios around here. Millennium's a big one. I know a lot of people are afraid of Millennium because it's a big one, and a lot of good dancers go there. But for dancing, I believe, since the way that the dance community is, the dance community is really, really small, actually. It seems big, but it's really small. All these dancers are really, really close together. For example, Concrete and Tie-Dyes, they live out here in Canoga. Like, they don't live far, okay? Like, I've seen Taylor down in Glendale. You know what I mean? Same thing with Blueprint and most of Dragon House. They're not far from us at all. The world, it seems so big and so vast, but the communities are so small. That's why everyone can make it to the same places. That's why you can see them so regularly if you're out in the dance community. So just go to a class. These people are usually, and I mean usually, especially if you go to a hip-hop place or to a hip-hop session, they're usually really nice. You can run into somebody, just say hi, and then you'll have a good time. Don't be afraid of meeting these people, because 9 times out of 10, because of dance, And because of the way that physical activity makes you feel, as you probably talked about in some of your other shows, that it just releases, I believe they're called endorphins? I'm always afraid to say that word. I'm always afraid to say it. But, you know, it releases a lot of that into your body, and it makes you feel better, just movement in general, just activity in general. So you're going to go there. You're going to run into people who are feeling good, and you're going to feel their vibe, and you're going to feel good too. And even if you don't feel like you've learned anything in the class, at least you've made connections, and you can go again, and people are always open to meeting new dancers. They're always promoting new dancers to be there. As long as you go in there with an open mind and, like, open arms and just embrace dance and embrace the other dancers in there, they'll embrace you back. If you go in there with a closed mind and, you know, shut off in the corner, then everyone's going to overlook you because they're trying to have a good time. So go in there, try to have some fun with these people, and then you're going to have some fun back. And then before you know it, you'll start doing it on your own, and then people will start talking to you, and then you'll start doing it. And it's just a great feeling instead of, you know, shutting yourself off and not talking to those people.
Do you have any last-minute advice or basically anything to say about dance from a physical standpoint?
From a physical standpoint, I believe dance is, I would say, a great way to get into physical activity, to get into, like, let's say, for example, you feel a bit overweight, okay? Take a Zumba class. You will sweat a lot. You will sweat a lot. But you're having fun. You're dancing. You won't recognize it. You won't realize that you're doing it until, like, maybe the next day when you wake up and, like, oh, God, my legs. You know what I mean? But, yeah, like, take a Zumba class. Go out and enjoy some dance to fitness. Take some Pilates. Like, there are these types of ways of going about being fit without having to always hit a gym. Or without always feeling like you have to. Well, I mean, I would suggest you still do protein shakes, maybe. I mean, shoot, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Eat your bananas and stuff. Keep consistently hydrated. And don't forget to take your breaks. And address your injuries, please. Always address your injuries. Because if you get injured and then you continue to do it, you're going to get more injured. And it's not good for you. But yeah, definitely take some of these classes. Definitely enroll in maybe even a yoga class. Believe it or not, there are a lot of, like, you'll be surprised, there are a lot of movements that we do naturally that already apply to our dance movement. Hell, just walking, you walk to a rhythm, if you believe it or not. Just jogging, you jog to a rhythm. So just try those things out.
Okay. Well, Mr. Wesley, thank you so much again for joining me today. We wish you the best of luck in the future. You can find Mr. Wesley chilling in the cafeteria or freestyling with other students on the Pierce College walkway. If you want more information about the Pierce College Dance Concert or the Pierce College Dance Club or just about fit tips in general, visit kpcradio.com for more information. Thank you all for listening. Have a great day.